You know who we need? A very young gentleman who I met a couple of months ago. We were at Rossbrook House, okay, in Winnipeg. It's located at Ross Avenue and Sherbrooke Street in the Centennial area. And Rossbrook House provides a safe haven for children. It is open 365 days of the year. It's open even on Christmas Day. And on weekends, it's open 24 hours a day, Friday to Sunday. You know, if a kid's in trouble, there's some problems at home. They've told me they have kids knocking on the door, buzzing the buzzer at 2 a.m. So we were introduced when we went there to Asher Coombs. He's 15. He started going there, you know, for something to do. And now he's a staff member. Hi, Asher, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm just ducky, thank you. So, before we do anything else, do you want to wish your dad happy Father's Day?
Yeah, happy Father's Day to my dad and all the other dads out there. Hope you guys all have a good day today.
Is he in the background right now? Is he listening?
No, I went upstairs because my baby brother, I didn't want him to like start screaming or something. So
good call.
So I just came up here to make sure it would stay quiet.
I understand. So let me ask you, and I did this, this was a television interview I did with you, but for anyone who's unfamiliar, why did you decide to start hanging out at Rossbrook House?
It was mostly, I say it in almost every interview because it gets brought up a lot, but it was just a regular hot summer day, and I was just, me and my friends, it was hot, so we wanted somewhere to go to cool off. And then they knew this place called Rossbrook House, and at the time I didn't know what it was. So I was like, all right, I'll go see what it's all about. And then so we walked down there, and they showed me everything from the game stations to the gyms where we play like sports, and then there's arts and crafts and everything. And then there was food too, a lot of food. So everyone likes food, so I was like, that's just a bonus. And then downstairs for the older kids, at the time I was too young, but they had like the newest game consoles, and then they had arcade things and pool tables. And then I was like, all right, this is a pretty cool place. And it's like right down from where I live. So then at the time, I didn't think it would turn into anything big. Thought it would just, I might come there a few times a week or something. But then I fast forward to now, and I'm a big part of their junior staff group. And I'm still a participant when I'm not working. And it's just really changed my life.
And, you know, have you found that some kids in the neighborhood or maybe even outside the neighborhood come there because they want to feel safe?
Yeah, there's even my best friend Dale. He used to work here too, but he chose to take sports, and that was taking up a lot of his life. He moved across city multiple times, but they gave out bus tickets to kids who still want to come to Rossbrook House. Just to like, if they need a place. And Dale was one of the kids who just loved Rossbrook House, and he kept coming back even though he lived across the city.
And now you're a staff member, right? How did that come about?
Yeah, so they have a program called Junior Staff. It's from ages 13 to 18. It's either 12 to 18 or 13 to 18. I'm not quite sure. But it's basically just a chance for like teenagers and kids just to, like, get a chance to make some money into their bank account so they could, like, buy whatever their needs, or if, say, they want, like, some new clothes, new shoes or something. And that's not what you have to do with it, but most kids will probably end up buying, like, new shoes and stuff. But, yeah, it's basically just an opportunity to get your feet in the workplace and get used to having a day-to-day, like, life and a schedule, you know?
Mm-hmm. And the kids actually look up to you as a mentor.
Yeah, it was when I first started going there, I'd look up to the junior staff who were there at my time, and now I sort of transitioned into being that person, and it's a big responsibility, but it's a responsibility I like having, you know?
Right. I was talking to a member of your staff earlier this week to set this up, and she told me something And I thought, oh, I really got to get you on. I understand this is your second interview on CJOB, and I lined it up so you could come and get a tour, and you were on the start with Macklin and McGarry. Something really good came out of that. Can you tell us?
Yeah. So basically, when you arranged that tour and everything, I was like really excited because I've been listening to radio from when I was a kid, which most kids don't really nowadays, but I've always loved radio. So I went there and we just toured around, and then I got asked if I wanted to talk on the start. And so I said, all right, that sounds fun. So I did this interview and I didn't expect much to come out of it. Thought it was just maybe, you know, get some more awareness to Rossburg Coast. But a few weeks later, I found out that there's a golf tournament by King's Head Pub, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
So they annually they host a golf tournament, and all the profits go to a fundraiser. And because of my interview, they chose Rossburg Coast, and it's raised, I think they said, over $10,000 or close to that, which is it's really going to help.
Oh my goodness! The King's Head found out about, and now they've raised $10,000 for you guys.
Yeah, that's what I heard. The number was around, and it all started. You're the one who brought it all, because of your original plan to tour me at 680. So thank you.
Well, no, don't thank me. I want to thank you. I mean, look what you've done here.
Yeah. I also don't want to thank me. I want to thank King's Head and everyone else who had something to do with it, because without them, it wouldn't have happened either. So just thank you to everyone.
Okay. Now, before we let you go, one of the things that struck me is, you know, when I'm getting to know you, when I went for the visit, you said you're a big fan of talk radio. And I said, really? You know, kids your age usually listen to rock or whatever. And you said, no, you don't understand. I listen to you all the time. I listen to The Start, the news with Richard Kluche. And I go, you're kidding. Why do you like talk radio so much?
I don't even know. It's just when I was little, I'd hear it in the background of the apartment I was living at. And I liked the Jets. So it started mainly with me listening to the Jets interviews. This was radio, like before they transitioned to 680. So I was listening to 1290. And then during the daytimes, my mom would listen to 680. So then I started, since we didn't have internet, I had nothing else to do. So I just started listening to it. And then I've just been listening. I listen to it every day now, from the start to the one at 10 with Ben O'Hara Byrne, I think his name is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the sports shows, Jets and Hoon. Yeah, it's I don't know. It's a weird thing to like for kids my age, but I just found that it was like really enjoyable to listen to.
Well, I'm delighted, and I'll mention it to I don't know if Jim Toth and Cam Poitras know that you listen to their show every day too. You know, if you keep this up, you're going to take my job in a few years.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. I've obviously got a long way to go, but radio is a big part of it, and that's definitely a career I'm considering. So somewhere I'd like to be somewhere along the sports side, but if that doesn't work out, being somewhere like where you are would be pretty cool too.
Yeah, I love my job, man. As you know, I go different places every day, and I talk to different people every day, and it's fascinating.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
All right, thank you for this. Hey, you did wish your dad Happy Father's Day. That's what we're doing today. We're taking requests and send greetings. But you have a good day, buddy.
Thank you. You too. I hope you guys all have a good day today.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, and I consider you a friend of mine. Okay.
I consider you one too. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
It's coming up to 8:00. We'll be back.